This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. We already did our crappiest countries in the world, and so now we're going to talk just for a couple minutes, because I'm going to do some emails and things about how they're infiltrators, revolutionaries, because I teased that. Then we'll get back to some things, if you will, before we continue with emails and other stuff. I want to make sure I remind you of this, that what we're seeing now, the level of communist infiltration in the country, is the end of many, many, many decades worth of work. And how they see themselves does not change based on how much of the culture they currently control. Allow me to explain. When we'll focus on Russia at the beginning here, the Russian monarchy, it was the czars. You know, the Russians were run by czars for up to World War I. They were run by czars hundreds of years. So it's essentially a king. Russians were run by czars. Well, the czar had all the power. He had the military and the secret police force. He had all the power at all. And if communists were going to be successful, what they could not do is operate as if they were an equally strong opposing army, because then the revolution would just be crushed in the womb and they would never, ever get, they'd never get anywhere. They couldn't gather all their communist friends and march down whatever main street was in Moscow and start trading punches with the Russian army, because they would just get crushed and they would lose. Because they couldn't operate like that, they knew they had to operate like the weaker party always has to operate. They had to operate like guerrillas, a guerrilla force, not the you know, pounding your chest King Kong guerrilla, a guerrilla force, an infiltrating guerrilla force. That means, first, it has to be slow. It is necessarily slow. You can't, like I said, march down Main Street. You have to try. You have to probe. Hey, I think we have an in here. Maybe we can recruit some workers in this factory. Oh, we ran into a problem. Let's pull back. Let's try to get this guy. It is a slow feeling out process. And the process is done like an infiltration. Again, spies. Which is all comes back to why they're so comfortable lying about everything. They consider themselves to be spies, liars, revolutionaries. That's how they operate. And they don't change their mentality ever. Even once they've conquered the institutions, they still march forward as if they're spies, as if they're revolutionaries. That's what they believe. For instance, in response to Trump's announcement last night, he announced late last night that he was designating Antifa as a terrorist group. Antifa, some groups, they did not come out and announce that they're giving up, that they're walking away. We have, courtesy of some communications that they put up on social media, announcements from them saying, we have to change our tactics. This isn't going to work now. We have to go deeper underground. In fact, maybe you saw, I forget where exactly where this took place. I think it might have been Seattle. There was a pastor who was going to speak. It was like an outdoor Christian revival type thing. And of course, the demons decided they were going to go assault it and harass it and break it up. Well, They even talk about in this press release, that didn't look good. It looked like we were harassing women and children. We have to change that tactic. Remember the protests, the ICE protests in Los Angeles? You probably forgot by now. Let me refresh your memory. The Trump administration starts sending ICE into Los Angeles to break up these evil protests because they were looting and burning and all the things they normally do. Maybe the most famous image from those protests, I remember it like it was yesterday, was a shirtless Hispanic-looking dude with a mask over his face standing on top of a burning car. I believe the car was already burned out. Standing on top of a smoldering car, holding up a gigantic Mexican flag. It's the last, you can go look it up. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It was the image that really went around the world for the protests. It was, I believe, a day or two later, we got the communications from them where they said, oh, no more of that. That looks terrible. That makes us look like the conquering army we are. Put the freaking Mexican flags away and go get American flags. That way we look popular. I wanted to have this talk with you because, you know, Kash Patel warns the House Judiciary Committee about the 764 nihilist group targeting children. And we're going to learn more and more and more about these communist street groups, communist elite groups. We're talking about people inside of our military and other institutions. I wanted to warn you going forward, now that our eyes are on them, and now that we have some force cracking down on them, they're going to do what spies do, what infiltrators do, what revolutionaries do. They are going to lash out in anger. Yes, they're also going to hide. They're going to change names. They're going to change tactics. They're not even a little bit sorry about any of the destruction or violence they've done. We are dealing with infiltrators, okay? Infiltrators. And look, they have very violent people amongst them. This is, I'm going to see if I can say this name right. This is a tranny. Irmaya Fanayahan. He's in charge of the, or she, I don't even know, what is this? Does this guy have a penis? Anyway, this guy's in charge of the armed queers of Salt Lake City. Listen to the mentality that runs through these people.
I agree. I absolutely agree. You know, I'm a member of the LGBTQ community, and our liberation and our rights came after the Stonewall riots. That's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, is that, you know, the LGBTQ movement started with Stonewall riots. I wouldn't even be able to be a student at this school if it wasn't for a violent riot that took place within a span of 3 days. So I absolutely agree that sometimes violent protests and really riots and those kinds of loud rebellions must take place for tangible change.
Revolutionaries. They're fighting a revolution. Burn that into your brain, all right? All right. Dear Mittens, a few weeks ago you glossed over possibly being offered a job running a federal agency, but you asked if you could fire everyone and they said no. Was it three letters? How about a little recap? God bless you and your family. Stay safe. We need you. Okay, so I want to make sure I clarify this. I was not offered the job. Yes, it was a three-letter agency. What I got was, look, no administration wants to offer someone a job and then have someone turn it down. That's not how it operates. You know, Marco Rubio didn't find out that he was nominated to be Secretary of State just the day Donald Trump called him. Someone else got a hold of him first and said, hey, if Trump wants to make you Secretary of State, will you resign from the Senate and go be Secretary of State? And he said, yeah, of course I would. Okay, that there's always a feeling out call, all right? I did not get offered any job. No, that did not happen. I got the feeling out call. In fact, it was a feeling out text, as a matter of fact. And no, I'm not going to disclose anymore because I don't have permission to do so, and I don't operate in that way. Chris said it wasn't a cool one. I think it was, Chris. I guess it wasn't that cool. Yeah, it's, look, it wasn't the CIA or something like that, okay? But it was a three-letter agency. I got the feeling out text, and it's not something I wanted to do. I don't want to move to D.C. I don't want to do that, but I do want to serve my country. And this is a bureaucracy that should not be there, I'll put it that way. And so I simply asked, am I allowed to fire everybody? And I was told, no, that's not something we can legally do. We're not allowed to do that. And I just said, well, thank you. I very much appreciate the offer, but I'm not interested. Period. That's it. And so it's done. It's gone. Let it go. Let's move on. Let's do some more emails, shall we? Before we do some emails, I have to tell you, Aub got upset yesterday, and I don't think it was warranted, but she got upset. No, it was not warranted, Chris. Don't take her side automatically. You don't even know what happened. But before we get to that, get your T levels up. Testosterone is free-falling in this country. It's not dropping. It is free-falling. We have lost 50% of our testosterone in the last 50 years. That's half. Why? Because of estrogen. The birth control women take, the synthetic estrogens, it's a roundabout way, but it ends up in our waters. We drink it. Isn't that criminal? We shower in estrogen. And now we're weak? Our minds aren't working well? Our T levels are low? You are about to feel so much better. You're 60 to 90 days away from realizing how bad you've been feeling. You don't need to feel down anymore. You don't need to feel low energy anymore. At the end of your day, go do fun things you want to do because you feel like it. That's what Chalk can give you. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com/Jesse. Get a subscription. Save a fortune. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Thursday. Remember, you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I can't remember everything, all right? Here's what happened yesterday. We got some food into the office. Corey, producer Corey, got something called spicy dill pickle chips. Spicy dill pickle chips, which I'm pretty sure I had never heard of before. I know I've never tried them, all right? Corey lets me have a spicy dill pickle chip. It was delicious. Corey, what were those? Like Miss Vicky's or something? Were they Miss Vicky's? Miss Vicky's spicy dill pickle chips. Gosh, they were delicious. Anyway, I had one chip. I thought it was delicious. So, being the kind person that I am, when I got home and I saw Aub, I said, hey, there's this chip you've got to have whenever you're having, you know, want to have a cheat meal or whatever she calls like, eating like a normal person. When, hey, there's this thing you need to try. Corey had these spicy dill pickle chips. And she's just glaring at me now. And I'm thinking, what did I do? I don't understand. But then again, that's a lot of my life, trying to figure out why I am in trouble for something. She said, are you kidding me right now? And I said, no, I'm serious. They're delicious. Well, that only made her even madder. Apparently, she claims that she had told me about these chips a couple weeks ago. And then, how did she put it? And now you're doing what you always do, taking credit for something I or someone else came up with. I told the, and that doesn't sound like me at all. So, what, Chris? I didn't. I don't think she said anything. And if she did, I wasn't paying attention, so that's not on me. Hey, Jesse, I have the misfortune of being represented in Congress by Jeff Hurd of Colorado, who's one of the four miserable communist-sympathizing Republicans who voted against censuring Ilhan Omar. The cornerstone of Colorado's 3rd District is a rock-rib conservative Mesa County, where Hurd is from. Will you please call this commie sympathizing guy out on your show? You're massively popular here, KNZZ Grand Junction. Yeah, I love them. And I know your voice can help us make a difference. Well, it's time to get him out. It's time to challenge him. We know this. You know this. I know this. The cabal of GOP members of the House and senators who exist there to protect communism from finally being snuffed out, it's not that great. It's not that big, I should say. And it is getting smaller and smaller in recent years. They're slowly retiring. They're getting run out. Looks like John Cornyn's not going to make it, so that'll be a senator. But we still have a lot of work to do. And it's only 20 of them? 20, 30 of them between the two houses, I would say. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not going to be fast because it's hard to bounce an incumbent. But this is something we can do. We can do this if we start getting off our butts, getting involved in primaries, learning, dragging our friends to the polls to vote against the Republicans who do this. James Lankford, come on, Oklahoma. Gosh. Jesse, I'm done voting. Uh-oh, he's upset. I've put countless hours into research, getting to the polls to make my voice heard, only to get it thrown right back in my face by corruption. How are you going to tell me that a level 2 country, France, beats a level 4 country, South Sudan? Oh, he's upset about this. Yeah, France is riddled with crime and Islam takeovers, but South Sudan can't even go on 4 years without being killed in your own civil war and kidnapped by criminals. You are the worst tournament director I've ever encountered. All in favor of revoking Jesse's privilege to be tournament director, say aye. And he says his name is Phil. Well, Phil, here's the problem. You see, I don't care how many people vote to remove me as tournament director because I'm not tournament director. I'm tournament dictator. That's an entirely different ballgame. I warned everybody that you can have a voice. Your voice will be considered. Your voice will be heard. I did it tonight. I let you have your way when I was going to go with Italy. I warned everybody, though, that I retain veto power. This all comes back to my incessant need to be in control of everything around me. It's extremely unhealthy. It's not professional at all. Nevertheless, it's who I am. It's not your voice that matters. It's just me. I'm really all that matters. Jesse, I used to teach HVAC at a local vocational school. It was a 5-hour class, but between planning, prepping materials, and tests and grading, it was more like 8 to 10 hours of work. Your show is 3 hours. How much extra time do you put into making this magnificent educational show? Oh, 5-10 minutes, I would say. What, Chris? That's probably right, right? I mean, Chris and Corey have to put together audio stuff. What, Chris? What? He's not talking about the countries, the whole show? Yeah, 5-10 minutes. But let me clarify. I'm always thinking about it. Whatever's going on at night or whatnot, something will pop in my head and I'll think, I want to talk about that on my show. So I guess maybe 24 hours, depending on how you want to look at it. Also, you know some great life prep? Free courses from Hillsdale. You could take their Understanding Capitalism course is 7 lectures, 7 of them. If you took a 7-lecture Understanding Capitalism course, no cost at all, you would know more about economics than 99% of your fellow countrymen, and it's probably 99.9. It is that in depth, yet interesting, and it's free. It's free. Hillsdale has more than 40 courses. And I just tell you about the ones I love, the Roman Republic and things like that. You should go look at the list, hillsdale.edu/Jesse. They give us this for free. My goodness, take advantage of free education. Consider this. Kings in the past would have killed for access to knowledge you can get free on your freaking phone. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. The week is almost over, and so now we need to get a little bit smarter with somebody who you definitely know at this point in time, the great Carol Roth, two-time New York Times best-selling author. By the way, Carol has a newsletter now. Did you know that? CarolRoth.com/news. I know you already know Carol. I'm sure you're scrambling to sign up at the moment. Carol, all right, let's set aside all the ugliness here for a little bit and talk some economics. How are we doing?
Well, it depends on who we is, Jesse. If you happen to be an asset holder, if you're somebody who has a 401k or portfolio, maybe a home, you're probably doing well. The stock market continues to go up. Maybe you own some gold. That's been doing very well, too. So, you know, part of our economy and part of Americans are doing quite well. However, there is a big part of the middle class where your 401k isn't quite big enough and you're still struggling with the continued pressure from the increases in cost of living. So it's what I call a K-shaped economy. If you think of the, you know, kind of the piece of the K, part of it's going up and you're doing great and the other part's on the decline, and you know, we really need to right that ship for everyone.
Yeah, that's actually, I probably should have told you this when I asked. That's one of the main reasons I wanted you to come on, is I keep getting these metrics from people who know places like Las Vegas. One of my buddies runs an RV dealership, and he's told me the middle class RV, the $40,000 to $50,000 RV, used to be the bread and butter. That was the one that always went. That's virtually disappeared. Now everything is either dirt cheap or mega expensive, which tells me middle class people either aren't middle class people or they don't have money to spend now.
Yeah, no, it's a really great insight. You know, we refer to that as the barbelling of the economy. So if you think about the barbell, you know, everybody's crowding into one side or the other. And unfortunately, you know, we've been through, you know, the past 4 years of Biden administration, we had such a huge increase in inflation that really wrecked the cost of living for most people, and you know, at least in the middle class, and we didn't have wages that kept up at the same pace. And obviously, we know the reported numbers are trash. That's been pretty obvious. You and I knew this a lot before it was reported, but now everybody else is on board. So we know that, you know, the actual cost of living is much higher than it is than has been projected out there. So it really is a big challenge. And then just some of the things that are basic, you know, whether that's, you think about insurance, healthcare insurance, property taxes, car insurance, you know, some of the things that are just basic that you need to live are continuing to go through the roof. So there's not a lot of additional money to go out and have that trip to Las Vegas, which, by the way, has gotten even crazier in terms of their expensiveness, or the RV. And so, you know, again, that segment of the population is really struggling. And, you know, that's a big part of the reason that President Trump was reelected, because people wanted to see that pause in cost of living. And while we, you know, have seen the rise in prices continue to slow down, they are continuing to rise, and it's becoming a bigger and bigger challenge.
Carol, can you help me understand? Again, we're talking to Carol Roth. You can sign up for her newsletter, carolroth.com/news. Carol, can you help me understand the insurance thing? Because I'll tell you, it's been eye-popping for Aub and I, especially since the oldest got his car insurance. We had to get car insurance for him. But beyond that, home insurance, the insurance costs are numbers that I never thought I'd see in my life. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an excellent question. Certainly in parts of the country, We've seen wildfires, in California. We've seen, hurricane and similar damage in Florida. And, so some of those areas, we understand why there would be an increase in cost of insurance because there have been a lot of losses that need to be reclaimed. Other parts of the country, I think it's a bit of a head scratcher, and it's an industry that historically has done really well. There's a real reason why Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is heavily invested in all different sorts of insurance companies, and that has been some of his best performing investments over the course of his career. So there is a bit of a disconnect in terms of the way insurance is brought to market and the benefits that it's providing, so much so where people are actually getting priced out of having insurance. Certain areas, obviously, you can't do that with your car, but in places, where there's really high insurance for homes, I know a lot of people who are just opting out and saying, we're going to take the chance, and we've seen what happens on the other side of that. So it's another really big challenge among many that we face in the economy.
Carol, how do we get the middle class rolling again? What's the solution right now? Because when I look at the government level of spending and the fact that things are so expensive, I don't want to be Debbie Downer. It seems a little hopeless. I don't want that. I want the middle class back. How do we do that?
Yeah, I think that you have to figure out a way to make ownership, more accessible to the middle class, whether that's home ownership, stocks. That means, taking down the general cost of living. Some of that is paring back government, state, local, and eventually federal, which I think, is a difficult task. But I think there are some other things that could be done out of the box. One of the things that I've been a proponent for, and been talking about more recently is like something on the home front. We know we have a two-tiered problem in that we have, expensive, not historically, but, over the last 15 to 20 years, an expensive cost of financing a home, and we know that home costs themselves are increasing. Well, to address the huge financing cost, one of the things that could be done is for there to be a movement to make more loans assumable. If you're a veteran, like you are, Jesse, you may know that a lot of those loans tend to be assumable, that's not the case for the majority of home loans out there. So imagine if somebody has a very attractive interest rate and a new buyer, assuming they're qualified, because obviously we wouldn't want to do this for a non-qualified buyer, but if they're qualified, could assume that 2.5% or 3% or 3.5% interest rate. And then maybe for the part that's paid down, to make sure that the banks are whole and on board, that you could say, okay, part of the requirement is then you have to take out your new loan for that bank. So even overall, if, on a blended basis, the mortgage then comes out to 4%, well, that's a heck of a lot more affordable, than the close to 6% that it's at now and some days over 6%. So I think there are some creative things that could be done in order to look at, each different sector of the economy and say, okay, what can we do to make this more affordable? And I think that they're going to have to reach outside the box to do that.
There is not a day goes by when I hear you talk about getting rates down to 6% that I don't thank God on high that I'm paying 2.65, because I don't know that anyone's paying those numbers again, Carol.
Yeah, no, I think the only way that happens again is if there's massive intervention to make that happen. There could be a push like there was before to suppress interest rates, but we know what happens on the outside of that is that you get inflation, and this is what happened the last time, is that that means that the asset prices are going to increase. So yes, you'll get the lower interest rate, but now the home's going to be even more expensive, and your cost of living is going to be more expensive, and your property insurance is going to be, if you can even believe it, more expensive, and property taxes. So that's the downside of doing something like that. So I think when we look at entrepreneurial ideas, they have to be vetted on a 360 basis, because if you're not looking at all sides of the issue, it may sound great in theory, but the devil might be in the details.
CarolRoth.com/news for her newsletter. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you. All right. We only have one segment left. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. What, Chris? I read that on Instagram or something like that. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, we're going to come back tomorrow, but no tournament of tournaments tomorrow. You can, however, vote for Mondays already, because round two begins on Monday. Good old-fashioned WW2 when it comes to Haiti versus France. They squared off once before. France lost that one, something they're quite used to. We will see if they lose the next one. Shout out to Italy and Afghanistan for a barn burner earlier today.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Italy and Afghanistan. Brought to you by Unboiled Water, from swamp to bottle.
And remember, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, of course. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Get your questions emailed in right now. Trump apparently wants Bagram Air Force Base back in Afghanistan, which is wild. It's such a coincidence. Chris, don't you think it's a wild coincidence on the day we're talking about Afghanistan, Trump is talking about Afghanistan? He's such a copycat.
Bagram, the big air base, that one of the biggest air bases in the world. We gave it to him for nothing. We're trying to get it back, by the way. Okay, that could be a little breaking news. We're trying to get it back because they need things from us. We want that base back. But one of the reasons we want the base is, as you know, it's an hour away from where China makes its nuclear weapons.
He clearly listens to the show and he's into the tournament. It's very, very clear. Hey, Jesse, after Charlie Kirk's assassination, I wanted to put a turning point in my small Christian private school in Oklahoma. It got shot down because it was too pro-Second Amendment. What do I do? You got shot down. A group of you did not get shot down. We are individualists. It's part of the reason we're on the right and we're not herd animals like the communists. But this holds us back. The communist has understood forever that there is strength in numbers. Even when you feel like you're out of power, you're not the principal at the school, you're not this, you're not that. Numbers matter a lot. You, I'm assuming you sent an email. Maybe you made a phone call. Maybe you even showed up in the office. You did, but 10 of you didn't. It's a small Christian private school in Oklahoma. How many other parents in that school do you think would like to see something like Turning Point USA set up shop there? Why don't you text them? Some of the best activism I've ever learned was from the former communist, one of them, who listens to this show, who emailed in and said she viewed it as part of her duty back when she was a communist. She would go down, she would find out every election, every ballot measure, everything that was going on, every opening in city government, everything that was going on, and she had a list, a distribution list, texts, emails. She would compile all the information and make sure all her fellow communists knew about it. That kind of activism is actually so much easier now than it ever was because we can do it all on our phone. Get the numbers, get the emails of fellow parents. The next time you bring this up to the school, don't show up with just you. Show up with 10 of you. Do you think 10 parents have ever showed up at once in front of the principal's office about anything whatsoever? I bet you money at a small Oklahoma private school that has never once happened. That is how we make things move. We don't need to take no for an answer. We need to understand we have strength in numbers. Strength in numbers. And your dog can find strength in rough greens. Not numbers. He just needs some rough greens because he doesn't have any nutrition. Your poor dog, Muffy, is sitting there eating dog food every day, and you think he's getting vitamins and minerals because, after all, it's the special chicken and turkey blend. Well, it's still dead. They have to spray dog food down with things like lard to even get dogs to eat it. That's how nothing it is. There's nothing in it. It's nothing at all. Rough Greens will give you the number one dog supplement in the United States of America. Number one. You sprinkle it on your dog's food. You will watch your dog come alive in incredible ways. Go to roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag, or call 214-ROUGH-DOG. Use the promo code Jesse so you get a free jumpstart trial bag. Your dog is about to come alive and stay alive. His coat's getting dull. You're about to see a difference. His breath is awful. You're about to notice a difference. Fewer trips to the vet, everything. Go get yourself some Rough Greens.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Mexican Independence Day protest in L.A. fizzles after Trump administration's crackdown on far-left groups. I love that we are constantly getting confirmation of something you and I have talked about endlessly, that almost all the communist activism you've seen in your life in the streets was funded and organized, never organic, never organic. You take away the funding sources, break up these organizations, and the streets are clean and peaceful again. Chimpanzees may consume the equivalent of one alcoholic drink a day from fermented fruit, a study signs. Yeah, it's been a hard week for all of us. Trump tells Starmer to deploy the military to end the border crisis. I mean, that's fine and all, but Starmer doesn't think there's a border crisis. For the communists running the UK, the crisis is the patriotic citizens. 16-year-old girl dead after illegal immigrant with multiple DUIs deliberately plows into a family. Democrats brought these people on purpose. I cannot stress that enough. Democrats brought these animals into your country to savage you on purpose because they think it means power for them. Department of Justice strips child rapist of U.S. citizen. Oh, look, another Democrat pet. 54 smoking guns Trump can use to go after George Soros Network on RICO charges. Glenn Beck is putting out some really great stuff on this, on ways we can completely untie and rip up the communist network in this country. It's wonderful. Biden's Ministry of Truth czar is furious after appeals court tosses her case against Fox News. It just occurred to me again that all the communists today whining about censorship actually had a ministry of truth they tried to implement over you. Elderly woman conned by romance scammer posing as a stranded astronaut. I mean, I guess it can happen to anyone. Other states could join redistricting fight as Missouri moves ahead. What to know? I don't know what to know. Someone's going to have to go read that. I'm going to be back tomorrow to do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.